This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org.
What staying put means for you.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. The Federal Reserve has a decision to make today on interest rates. Chair Ben Bernanke and his colleagues are in a bind, as we've said, stuck between worries about inflation and a weak economy. So assuming the benchmark rate stays at 2%, banks' prime rates would likely stay at 5%. That's where the Fed's non-move translates to you. The prime rate applies to certain credit cards, home equity lines of credit, and other loans. Oil is the biggest inflation factor. We'll also hear later today about U.S. crude inventories. A drop is expected by a lot of analysts. Oil's trading around $137 a barrel. Anglo American, a London-based mining giant, is making one of the largest ever foreign investments in Zimbabwe. The company wants to build a platinum mine. Critics say the project will prop up the Mugabe regime. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
Anglo is going to spend more than $400 million building the mine in central Zimbabwe. The company claims it's acting out of a sense of responsibility. A spokesman said, "We owe it to our employees and the local community." But many politicians and campaigners have condemned the move. Patrick Smith is editor of Africa Confidential magazine. He says Anglo's investment will provide some money and a big psychological boost for the Mugabe government.
The big impact of it at the moment will be the symbolic one, which is saying Zimbabwe is a normal country, it's open for business, it's a great place to go in and invest $500 million.
He says Anglo's move underlines the ineffectiveness of economic sanctions against Zimbabwe. He says that three major financial institutions based in Britain, among them Barclays Bank, still provide a financial lifeline for the Mugabe regime. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Shares in Europe are up right now. Asian markets ended the day mostly higher. The Dow dropped almost 35 points yesterday to 11,807. The Nasdaq was down 17 to 2368. The S&P 500 lost more than 3 to 1314. There's a good chunk of business that takes advantage of our fears. Products to guard our computers, kids, and homes. Now some software makers want us to be worried enough about our cell phones to pay $30 a year. Jill Barchet has more.
Software firms are rolling out new security programs for smartphones such as BlackBerries. Stephen Drake tracks the mobile industry for research firm IDC. He says the programs can back up music or delete key files if a phone is lost.
You've probably heard a lot of the news stories around laptops and folks leaving very sensitive data on those devices, having them stolen. Well, phones are even more susceptible and in greater number.
Third-party applications for these phones are hitting the market. Jeff Alaber oversees new products at Kaspersky Lab, a big antivirus software company.
And those applications aren't going to be written with security in mind. The bad guys have recognized that, and as more and more data value ends up on these smartphones, they're going to be ripe for the picking.
Brace yourself. Alaber predicts cell phone viruses will start jangling our nerves in the next 6 to 18 months. In New York, I'm Jill Barchet for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, working to reduce heart disease, the number one killer of American women, by supporting Women Heart. Information at womenheart.org. And by Clarkson Potters, The Splendid Table's How to Eat Supper, the cookbook inspired by the radio program for people who love to eat. Available now.
A growing number of frequent flyers are paying for the opportunity to move to the head of security lines at airports. The Registered Traveler program will be 3 years old in July. Clear is the largest company to offer the service. It landed a milestone last month with 1 million Fastlane travelers processed. 2 million will probably come before the year is out. Marketplace's John Dimsdale has that story.
The Transportation Security Administration has to approve passengers for the Registered Traveler program. Fingerprints and eyes are scanned. The yearly fee runs about $130. But when the wait at some security lines is 40 minutes or more, Stephen Brill says membership is worth it. He's the founder of the largest airport express lane company, Clear.
It never takes them more than 4 minutes. We have concierges who help them divest their materials like their cell phones and then retrieve them at the other end, and our people have a predictable experience.
There are now express lanes in 18 airports, and Brill hopes to expand to the country's 25 busiest airports by the end of the year. Around 200,000 people are using the paid lanes, and Bill Connors with the National Business Travel Association says companies are beginning to pay the annual fee for their executives, all in the name of productivity.
If you have an executive that's traveling 30 times a year, and you're making them sit in lines for 1 hour on each end of a trip, the productivity gains you've just realized are a lot better than the $100 a year it costs to be in the program.
The reaction at Washington's Reagan National Airport, which opened express lanes in February, has been mixed. Passenger John Quest, a public policy consultant, worries about the intrusiveness of registering with the government.
No, that's too big brother for me. I'd rather have privacy than have my iris on some database and my fingerprints, which they probably are already, but, you know, I like to at least feel like I'm semi-anonymous.
But businessman Peter Stevens hates standing in line and is thinking about signing up.
You can't use your BlackBerry or anything like that. You can't speak on the phone when you're standing there. So if I could pay a wee bit more to move through, I would.
Registered traveler customers still have to shed their shoes and computers before going through security. But businesses like Stephen Brill's are promoting technologies for faster screening. His goal is to make the entire process take no more than 30 seconds. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
American Airlines passengers flying between New York and L.A. today may get a chance to surf in the air. American's testing in-flight internet access on a couple flights. The test run is free, but once it's a regular offering, the web time will cost up to $13, depending on flight length. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for tuning in.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.